الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Salam is a very great ibadat also. It is a greeting of Islam also. And from a social aspect, it has got great, great virtues and great, great benefits. But primarily, it is an ibadat also. Consequently, we see that if a person says Assalamu alaikum, he gets 10 rewards. Wa rahmatullahi, 20 rewards. Wa barakatuhu, 30 rewards. So, just for making salam, there are great, great rewards. And one hasana, the whole world and what it contains, cannot equal one reward, one thawab, one hasana. And these rewards are perpetual. They will remain forever. From the time they are made, the benefits are in this dunya also, the rewards are there, and in the akhirat also, and forever in Jannat. The things of this dunya, no matter how much we acquire them, even in our worldly life, many times they are taken away from us. They don't stay with us. If they do stay, it is still mort. But in the qabr, dunya's things don't come in the qabr at all. So this is a great ibadat also. And Allah reward the ulama, they have written great, great kitabs on salam. The value of salam, the importance of salam. Allah give us tawfiq to try and acquire them, study them, and see all the various aspects of salam. Salam, there are three levels of salam. One is salam by verbal salam. We only make assalamu alaikum. And even if we just say assalamu alaikum, that is also sufficient, but we should say it properly, not assalamu alaikum. Or not just salam or salam, but properly assalamu alaikum, and without shaking hands. That is like day to day we meet somebody, we are walking, people are coming, we don't have to shake hands with everyone. Besides whatever the regulations, that is a different thing, we're not talking about that. And that also, they say we should not shake hands, but people are exchanging money all the time. And when you shake, exchanging money, your hands are meeting, your fingers are meeting all the time. So it's not even practical. But our deen, that salam on a day-to-day basis, we make salam and it's a verbal salam. That is what is required there. And there are great adab and etiquette of salam also. When to make, when not to make, how to make. Allah give us tawfiq. This all is knowledge that we should acquire. Because salam is a thing that we have to be making. Yeah, in the madrasa, for example, if we are walking and one group of students walking this way, another group that way, it's not practical also that we shake hands with everyone. They're just a verbal salam. We go to Haramain Sharifain, there also we are meeting people all the time. We can't go and make salam musafaha with everyone. The second level is of musafaha. If you meet a person after some time, etc., then we should shake hands also with the person. Or we will be seeing a person off who's going away for a few days or something, then we make musafaha. And musafaha is from safha. That is, the palm must meet the palm. The two palms must meet. That is how we make salam, and with both hands. Salam is with both hands. Not just with one hand, but both hands we should give when we make musafaha. And we just clasp the hand in the hand, and we make salam. And in that also, lot of muhabbat is transferred and created between the people who make musafaha. Even with salam, just the verbal salam, lot of muhabbat is also transferred. Therefore, it is haram to make salam to a non-mihram, or to even to shake hands with non-mihram. Where on the one side, they are stopping us from even shaking hands. On the other side, they encourage it with everyone, man and woman making salam all the time. Well, that is haram, and that leads to lot of other guna also. This is just like Allah has been so kind, He has made haram the looking at na mihram, other strange woman. wherever it might be, because that is cutting the root, cutting it at root level, cutting the guna away from root level. And even we might think that we are socializing or we are showing our akhlaq and we shake hands, but it is also a root cause of big, big gunas and destruction, total destruction of dunya's life also, and not only for us, but many other people's dunya's life also. And then in the akhirat also it is destruction. So Shariat has taught us the most perfect and complete way. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on that. Then the third level is of mu'anaqa, that is to make to embrace one another. We call it embrace in English, but mu'anaqa come from unuq. That is, when we embrace one another, it is only the neck that should meet with the neck of the other person. The body shouldn't meet. Today we embrace, because we use perhaps the word embrace and we think of the word embrace. So we hold one another person. Even if it's a mahram, it's a person you can. But the body shouldn't meet there also. And there are certain people, like especially the Afghanis, the Pathans, when they make salam, we should notice, they make salam, they just let the neck meet, not the whole body doesn't meet. And this is not that musadara, that our chest meet with one another. Or today with the stomach so big, mubatana, the stomachs are meeting with one another. No, it is only the unuq. The neck should meet with the other person. And preferably, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has taught us, on the right side it should be done. Our right with the right side of the other person. Some people make it on the left side and they feel that the hearts meet on the left side. But the body shouldn't meet. So the hearts don't meet. It is the neck that should meet, the unuq that should meet. Then there are many other adab also of salam, that if somebody is engaged in any ibadat, like for example reading Quran Sharif, dua, whatever ibadat, at that time we shouldn't make salam. In fact, there are warnings that are sounded when a person is engaged with Allah Ta'ala and you go and disturb and you come in between there. Like two people are talking and a third person comes and butts in there. We all know it's not a good thing. That while these two people were talking and another person butted in. And when you're talking with Allah Ta'ala and somebody butts in there and distracts you from that, that will be that Allah dislikes that very much. That this person was engaged with me making du'as. Quran Sharif is referred to that we are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali says, if somebody takes a qasam that he has spoken to Allah when he read Quran Sharif, that qasam of his is in order. That is, he has spoken to Allah Ta'ala. So in between, we shouldn't butt in. If we have to speak to the person, something very important, something very urgent, then we should try and draw his attention in a nice way, like just sitting near him, etc. He should then close the Quran Sharif and then speak to us. Our Shariat is not so hard also. At that time, you can then speak to the person, then you start with your tilawat again. And when we start with our tilawat, at least, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Many times we just read Bismillah, but the actual way what we have to read is Ta'awud. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And we want to read Bismillah again also, no problem, but Ta'awud we should read. Also, when we are sitting and eating, when people are eating and somebody comes there, he shouldn't make salam also. At that time, he should not make salam. Where ulama have given various reasons for that. And those who are eating, they can make salam to him. They can make salam to him, so the salam will still take place. People were invited for a meal. They are sitting and eating, 5, 10 people, 20 people, whatever it might be. And one person comes in afterwards, or he wasn't invited, he has just come there for some other work, etc., he shouldn't make salam to those who are eating. But those who are eating can make salam to him. Then he replies also, so salam will be alive there also. It also narrated, when a person enters his home and he makes salam nicely, loudly, cheerfully, nicely he makes salam, and the house people also reply like that, then Allah looks at that home with mercy and with kindness. So if we want happiness in our homes also, we want barakat in our homes, rahmat in our homes, love in our homes, between husband and wife, parents and children, obedience, respect, etc. If we make salam, Allah Ta'ala will bless us with that. So salam is a great ibadat also, and being an ibadat, they are all masail, adab, etiquette, rules of salam also. Allah give us tawfiq that we should try and learn to make to learn those and act accordingly. If we enter a place where there is no one, we enter the house is empty, then we should say, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. So that also, even if there is no one, then too there is salam also. If somebody tells us to give salam to somebody, commonly also it is with us, we say, wa alaykum as-salam. But he didn't make salam to us, that we saying wa alaykum as-salam, the safest at that time is to say, Insha'Allah. So now it's not a promise that you will give the salam. If you promise to give the salam, I will definitely give your salam. Now it is an amanat. And it is now very important, it is absolutely necessary now that we convey that salam to that person. If we say, Insha'Allah, that if Allah wishes, so now if we have forgotten or we did not meet the person or something, that amanat is not on us. So we should say, Insha'Allah. One person who was traveling, he went to one town and some great buzzard there, and previously it was the way of the people, still today there are those people, whichever town they visit, they try and meet the pious people there. So he met this pious person, and in the discussion he said, I'm going to that town. So this pious person, buzur, told him, when you go there, that pious person in that town, convey my salams to him. So he went there, he met that buzurg also, but he forgot about the salam. That buzurg asked him, you are coming from that town, you met my friend there, didn't he send an amanat for me? Always he sends an amanat for me. So he says, no. He asked him, so now he started feeling awkward. That is this buzurg thinking that I made siyanat, he gave me some money or some hadiah or something, and I ate it up, I'm keeping it for myself, I'm not good. So then he asked, didn't he give salams? He said, yes, he gave. He said, that is the biggest amanat. More than if he should send me some monetary, some money, or something else, some fruit or some clothes as a gift. The greatest gift is salam. But today we don't regard it as a gift also. Also, if somebody tells us so and so gave salams to us, then the proper reply is, alayhim wa alaykum as-salam. We usually also just say wa alaykum as-salam. The proper wording is alayhi, the person who sends the salam, wa alaykum as-salam, and salams to you also. So that aspect also we should keep in mind. So there are very many aspects of salam. These are very few that have come to mind and we have mentioned. Let us also understand salam is an ibadat, and as every ibadat has got rules, masail, regulation, we should try and learn about salam also, not just take it for granted that I know about salam or that I am making salam. It is a real aspect that we have to bring alive in us. Allah give us all tawfiq and accept from us. SubhanAllah.